Shvi'is chapter 5 Mishnah 9. Mashe'elis isha l'chaveta achashuda al hashvi'is. One may lend her neighbor who's suspect in regard to the seventh year. Nafa ukfara v'rechaim v'tanra. You could lend her a flour sifter, a grain sieve, a handmill, or an oven. All of these things we could be used for forbidden purpose in a way that's forbidden in the seventh year, or could be used for a permitted purpose. So we presume that they're going to be used for permitted purpose, and we lend this woman, even though she's a seventh year transgressor, following on from the last Mishnah, we lend her all of these things. But what we don't do is we can't now sit and sift or grind with her, because if she is transgressing seventh year laws, now you're actively taking a part in transgressing those seventh year laws. So that's too far, right? That's too far. So that you can't do. And while on the topic, similar kind of law, but in a different sphere, and that's Eishes Chaver, the wife of a Chaver. Now, a Chaver was someone, when we get to the laws of purity and impurity, a Chaver is someone who observes meticulously these laws of purity and impurity. And Mashe'eles, la Eishes Ama'aretz, could lend to the wife of an Ama'aretz. The wife of an Ama'aretz is someone who does not observe meticulously the laws of purity and impurity. Nevertheless, the wife of the chaver could lend to her nafa ukvara, a sifter or a sieve, ubores v'tochenes u'markedes ima, and could even work with her, sift, grind, refine with her, work with her, because there's no prohibition doing that kind of thing with her. We're not talking about seventh year anymore. This is just the laws of purity and impurity. Aval mishetatil hamayim, but once she mixes water in, let's say she's baking bread and she mixes water into the flour to make the dough. Now we get into an interesting law, which we're going to do in detail when we get to the Masechta of Machshirin, that once you mix water, once food becomes wet, it becomes susceptible to impurity. So once she mixes water into this flour, then lo tiga etzla, now you can no longer work with her, because now by mixing water in the flour becomes susceptible to impurity, and the commentaries say in that flour is the challah dough that has to be separated, and challah can't become impure, but this batch is now all susceptible to impurity. So, and it's going to become impure, right? The minute it gets wet, why is it going to become impure? Because the wife of an Ama'aretz doesn't guard herself, she's impure. So therefore, you'd have to, the wife of the Ama'aretz at that point, the minute the water goes in, would have to separate herself. She'ein mechazikin yedei ovdei avara, because to do that, to make challah impure, is an avara, and that's what's going to happen over here, and therefore, at that point, she has to separate, the wife of the chaver. V'chulan lo amru elam imnei dachashalim. And all of these laws, the sages said, the ones where you're allowed to do it, they were instituted for peace, the ways of peace. And that's why they're allowed, you know, to lend her the appropriate utensils, etc., all the ones where we said you could do it. Umechazikin yedei goyim b'shvis, and also you could encourage non-Jews when you encounter them working in the field in the seventh year. Avalo yedei Yisrael, but you can't encourage a Jew who's transgressing. You can't encourage them over there, right? They're transgressing, so don't like give them words of encouragement. V'she'alin b'shleiman, and also you can greet them. This is talking about non-Jews in general. Mibnei darka shalom, for the sake of peace. And we learned before in Mishnah 4:3, even if it was at the time of the pagan festivals, you could even greet them at those times, extend peace to them then, for the sake of peace.